This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
It's a rite of autumn in Wisconsin, deer hunting. They think it ought to be better than a year ago for this season. Starting this weekend, last year, the harvest of 195,000 deer in Wisconsin was the second lowest in 35 years. Schwann's, the food distribution company, started in Minnesota 66 years ago with those distinctive cream-colored trucks, will now be partly owned by a South Korean business. The largest food company in that country, CJCJ, will take an 80% stake in Schwann's. The Schwann family will still hold the 20% of the company that runs the home delivery service. CJCJ will have the big part that sells to restaurants and grocery retailers. The company will continue to have its main operations in Marshall, Minnesota. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's about a 65% chance a new farm bill will be enacted in this lame duck session of Congress. That's the view of longtime Chemical Industry Trade Association executive Jay Vroom. Vroom, a native of Illinois, retired as the CEO of Crop Life America, says his estimate may be a little bit higher than others. But Vroom says most of what they call the baseline issues of the farm bill have been resolved. Nutrition, or what we once called the food stamp program, is the lone remaining obstacle, and he thinks the Republicans will soften their hardline stance in that conference committee and its negotiations. Vroom believes that the chairman, Mike Conaway, of the House Ag Committee, and chairman Pat Roberts of the Senate Ag Committee, will pare back some of those work requirements that the House had included for the nutrition assistance recipients. Vroom said he feels lawmakers want to get that bill done in this session rather than extending it for a year or waiting until the new session of Congress in January to take it up. Those of you who ponder whatever happened to personal responsibility may find this story interesting. Pennsylvania-based Hershey is being sued by a man who developed a heart condition and is blaming Hershey and its Twizzlers black licorice for that. He says he had been healthy, he had not been obese, but he developed an irregular heartbeat after eating a bag of Twizzlers. No, eating a bag of Twizzlers every week. Eating a bag of Twizzlers every week for many years. Does make you wonder what his teeth might look like, huh? That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.